1073 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. It's Mexican Fiesta Day at the Grillin' Guys. You're listening to us, 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's Saturday morning. It's going to be pushing 90 today. Get out in your backyard, freeze that margarita we just talked about, and get your grill envy going. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, America. Oh, somebody else says that. Who is it?
He doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the Grillin' Guys. We are happy that you're tuning in with us this morning. We're going to try and give you some good tips on getting your Mexican grill going. And one of the things you really need to make sure you do when you're doing that is to pick the right cerveza. So you don't have to go to Mexico for your beer if you're doing Mexican grilling.
You have to go to your fridge, though, because you want it nice and cold in this weather.
As long as it's cold, you're good. But, you know, if you can grab a microbrew from Michigan, and especially if it's from one of our friends of the show, and we've got many in the microbrew world, but we've already got the best beers in the world right here in Michigan right now. We've got 80 microbreweries, and we are ranked number 3 in the country for microbreweries. So you don't need to go to get the, you know, Corona or Dos Equis or any of those imports. You know, buy Michigan beer.
Absolutely.
That's lecture of the morning.
And there's a lot of them out there. We've all had our Mexican beers that you can or cannot pronounce the name of the beer. And there's a lot of them out there. We're not knocking those because some of those are very good brands. But our local brewers are putting out stuff that are unbelievable. And we,
yeah, like Kid Rock's new beer. You see that?
No, I haven't. What is it?
It's called Badass.
Is it? Have you had some yet?
Can I say that on the air?
You just did.
Oh. What? I want to come up with a butt rub for that.
Yeah?
Be the Badass butt rub.
Sure. Well, we got some butt rubs here that we've done. Ooh, thank you.
Stop it.
But speaking of rubs, I've got a Tex-Mex spice that, following our little Fiesta theme here today, the Tex-Mex is a region of southern Texas, northern Mexico that are really proud of their grilling. They do a lot of this on mesquite, open pit. But that style of barbecue generally has a dry rub on it rather than a sauce.
They also like to marinate their meat.
That's right.
Before they rub it.
And again, like I said in the earlier segment, the marinades in Tex-Mex cooking they call salsas. We tend to think that's something you eat on a taco chip, but a wet marinade is called a salsa, and then they have the dry marinades that are called recados. But this is a dry spice, rather, not a marinade. Everything in Mexican food starts with chili peppers. It's because it's one of the most prominent vegetables that they grow in the region. They dry them, they grill them, they chop them. Again, one of the things I'd like to remind everybody, the seed in the hot pepper is what causes all the heat. So if you remove the seeds, you'll remove about half of the heat.
And you've ruined a pepper.
That's right. In some people's opinion, you have. And that it's. But I just wanted to let everybody know that that's where a lot of the heat comes from. If you like the heat, leave it in there.
Like if you have diverticulitis, take the heat up.
Yeah.
Take the seeds up.
Right. So we start with chili peppers in this rub, paprika. You hear that a lot with Tex-Mex cooking. Salt, ginger adds a nice flavor. Black pepper, cumin, onion powder, garlic powder, thyme, and a little bit of cayenne pepper. We'll have that recipe up on thegrillingguys.com, but it's just a dry rub. You put it all together.
That's kind of classic Tex-Mex right there. If you got cumin, paprika, thyme.
Chili pepper.
Chili peppers, and they also like to use white pepper. And that's excellent stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is something that you can mix up. It's a dry rub. I run it through one of those little grinders to make it kind of like a powder. And then you just put it in a jar, and it'll keep for a few months in your pantry. I wouldn't leave it out in the sunshine or leave it out on the back of your stove, but put it in a little spice drawer or something because the darkness seems to preserve it a little bit better, and it keeps the flavors stronger in those seasonings. But
and they're not big on barbecue sauces, but if they do have a barbecue sauce, it's going to be along the same lines. It's going to be red peppers. It's going to be tomato sauce. It's going to be ketchup, and it's going to be cumin and and sugar, and that's your basic Texas barbecue sauce.
That's right.
It's good.
That dry rub, the Tex-Mex spice, I tell you one thing I did that on is grilled corn on the cob. Some people soak that and put the husks right on the grill. I don't prefer to do it that way. I take the husks off, and then just I want it on the grill long enough just to get some grill marks on it and get it heated up.
On the corn?
Yeah. So I turn it a few times, but that that Tex-Mex seasoning adds a really great spice to it. You don't want a lot of it because it you don't want to overpower the corn. But
you don't dip it in mayo and then cheese and all that gross stuff?
No. No, I've never dipped my corn in mayo, nor will I.
I bought one at a game once, and I couldn't get through it. I'm not quite digging that part. But corn on the cob, soaking it in water, throwing it just on the husk, I love that.
Yep.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know why?
Peel it back.
It's easy grilling.
That's right. And you can take it anywhere. There's another one of those things is you soak it in a bucket, go do a bunch of other things, pull it out of the bucket and throw it on the grill, and 10 minutes it's ready for your family.
Well, the nice thing about grilling it with a husk on is when you peel it back, they're nice and brown, and the silk is about gone.
Oh, really?
It gets wasted, yeah. And you've got, if you leave that portion of the cob, the stalk on there, you've got this cool splatter guard now over your hand. And it's kind of like a little saber.
You know, I've seen people take like a coffee can or something, a larger maybe baked beans can that's cleaned out, and melt butter in it. And they actually dunk the ear of corn right down in the butter with that husk. Just like you said, it's like a handle. You dunk it in there, and then it's all buttered.
It's what you do.
Right. And that's kind of a cool way to do it. Then you sprinkle a little of that Tex-Mex on there, and, oh, man, that's a great, great piece of corn.
You know, talking about those margaritas, you really got me now because my wife's gone for the weekend, and, like, all my kids are gone for the weekend, and I got a pool.
Pool party at Bob's with margaritas?
That would be good.
Well, you know? Hey, I think I know what we're doing the rest of the afternoon.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And I'm like one of those on the rocks, shaken, not blended.
See, I like them blended just because I like that little slushy texture.
Yeah, they tend to give me brain freeze.
Do they?
It's tough.
Well, you got to drink them slower.
No.
Put on pace here, Bob. No. On pace, baby.
No, it's I can't do that. I can't do the whole frozen. I don't know. I guess most of the women I know like them like that, but real men drink them on the rocks. I want to talk about something right now that's very important, and that's grilling safety. We tend to have grilling safety tips in our show a lot, and we skim over them, but there's a big problem out there in that 7,000 Americans every year are catching their house on fire. 7,000.
During grilling?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay, there are 7,000 grilling injuries, and there are like 1,200 house fires. So there's a huge problem here, America. It's okay to have a beer or two while you're grilling, but you better take it easy, and you better have your brain going because something's wrong with that number. You should not be burning your stinking house down. You're ruining the image of the whole grilling industry.
Well, you know, some people grill. It's crazy what people think they can
do. They're stupid.
They'll grill inside.
You've got to move that thing away from your house.
Right.
It's a hot fire. You've got this 1,200... 1,500 degrees, sometimes only 600 or 800 degree fire on your back deck. Pay attention, America. That's crazy. So what you want to do is, if you're grilling with charcoal, make sure you've got a grill mat of some sort under it. There's fireproof rubber ones they sell. I think Garrett's has them. I think Zager's has them. There's metal plates you can buy. Or you can just go down to, like, Kent Welding and have them cut you a piece of 16-gauge the size you want. It's over there off Ann Street. They cut all kinds of steel for people. Just go down to Kent Welding. For $50, you can buy one. You can paint it the color of your deck, and you'll have a steel mat that will last you the rest of your life.
Yeah, I don't think you want to be wearing your poncho when you're grilling either, do you?
No, that's another safety issue that's real big, and I know you know from firsthand experience. The bad thing is that's all you were wearing was your poncho.
Yeah. Ooh la la, that got hot. But in a serious note, you know, be careful what you're doing out there. This grill is a hot piece of iron, and just because you're done grilling doesn't mean it cools down instantly. Keep the kids away. The worst thing that can ruin a barbecue is one of the little kids goes up and touches the grill after they think it's all done, and they're curious because dad just stood at the grill, and they want to be like dad, and you got to be careful because burn hands and are not anything that you need to take lightly.
I probably look at somewhere around 40 grilling stories a week on Google. And at least twice a week, there's a house fire that I'm reading about. And that's why I want to make note of this right now. And it's very often charcoal, but a lot of them are also gas. So you're not out of the woods if you have gas. One of the big problems with these cheap grills is they leak. And very often the hose in the back is old and cracked, or the line going to the burner is cracked, and the flames from a propane tank, if you've got a hole coming out of that line in the back and it catches fire, it'll shoot a flame like 8 to 10 feet, and it's really condensed.
It's like a torch.
It will start your house on fire quickly.
Yeah.
It's good for the siding business, but it's really tough on your personal possessions.
Yeah, so be careful. That's all. The grilling's fun. Grilling's a great way to bring people together. It's a real social thing, but let's make sure that we keep it on the positive side. Be careful what you're doing out there. Got a little carne asada that we're going to talk about, which really is Mexican for grilled steak. So a lot of you have already been doing carne asada and you didn't know it.
That's what Big Paulie likes to do.
That's right. The only difference here, again, is we're cooking over mesquite, which makes it authentic. And a couple other things that we're doing is we do it with this flank steak or skirt steak. It's a little bit more tough of a cut, but if you cut across the grain and you grill it and it's thin.
Really good.
You can make it really good.
Marinate that then?
Yeah, you know what you do. Rather than one of those salsas that we're talking about, there's a lot of good marinades out there. And I like to use orange juice sometimes on this flank steak. It makes it really good. But we'll have a carne asada recipe up on thegrillingguys.com.
So you're kind of fruity and Mexican.
I am, man. Well, it kind of all goes together. It really does, because that's what they are.
Flank steak is the perfect choice. I agree with you absolutely. And make sure you cut that on an angle when you slice it.
You know, in our next segment, we've got the talented, award-winning author and chef, Elizabeth Carmel. And she's going to talk to us about her book and some things that she does to get ladies involved with grilling. And we've got a killer pico de gallo for your next summer party. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Excellent.